Welcome back to the Bad Seed Podcast. This is episode 43.
Big 43.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
I say everybody because we got a third.
Special guest.
We got a menage a nah.
What's up?
We got Brian again up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back.
What's up?
Just watching the world fall apart.
It's been doing it.
Trying slowly to stay positive. Yeah.
How are you staying positive?
Just doing what I fucking can to support the cause. I don't know.
Staying
active. Been trying to help with like the protests and shit as much as I can. Yeah, me and the lady been helping like on Bike Squad because since Charlotte, they got kettled and got pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
And they started fucking them up. After that, the kind of like the NAACP was like, well, let's not let that happen again. Right. So there's like 40 of us and we'll block off traffic and we'll guide the march instead
oh,
of
wow.
It's because the cops were pushing people in vulnerable spaces and fucking them up. So the NAACP is like, we can't let that shit happen again. So it's like, it's been pretty rowdy. I mean, like dirt bike cops like hitting our bikes and shit.
It's like that game from Sega coming to life, Rogue Rash.
Yeah. I mean the first night we did it, me and Kelsey both just kind of had like a rough day and we were just going out there to meet up with everybody in March, and then ran into my buddy that kind of runs it, and I was like, well, we're here, we're on our bikes, like, let's do this. He's like, all right, let's go, and like running supplies out to protesters and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Right. Well, elaborate on what you're talking about going to the protest
in Charlotte, North Carolina. Been a huge Black Lives Matter presence out here. If you turn on any Facebook live stuff, you're seeing cops continuously fuck people up in the city.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I don't care what the media will tell you, but I mean, the cops are invoking almost 95% of the violence that's happening.
Yeah, but there's not like a police chief somewhere being like, all right, guys, today let's try it different.
Let's not do what we've been doing today.
Just today. Let's see if it works out.
I think the quote I saw was like, look at how police are acting when everybody's watching.
Yeah.
They're still acting like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, can you know.
There's been 120 police to citizen deaths since George Floyd.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
in
like
20 days. It bothers me a lot, but I don't know. Things are slowly progressing, it seems like. My friends in Richmond, Virginia are still getting fucked up.
Really?
Like, the Richmond police have been real bad. Mm. And same with Asheville. I know you guys have probably seen what's happening in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure washed the defund the police mural already.
Right.
Like,
yeah, they went and stabbed a bunch of fucking like a
medic station.
The medic station.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty. That's
with 4 cases of water. Like it's insane.
And the people doing the medic station was helping both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were there for everybody.
They were there for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking to her on the way over here, I was like, dude, I don't want to hate cops. I want things to be different.
Right.
You know, but that this is just the reality of things right now.
No, that's not true.
I don't.
Cops are dumb.
Yeah, they're bastards.
Kind of a stupid job.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a cop, that means you ugly.
Right. Yeah.
You probably were ugly in 11th grade.
Yep.
That's what that means.
Yep.
What?
I do a lot of like cop hatred material on stage, like, and it's gonna be funny after this. People that have never seen me do comedy are gonna be like, oh, this progressive fucker. It's like,
right, no, you've been doing that before.
I've been saying fuck the police every time I've ever gotten on stage, like, even if I've ever bombed, I would just be like, well, guess I'm gonna get off stage, fuck 12, see you guys later. But made that a point, you know, just so.
Yeah.
But whatever. If they don't like it, I mean, cool. Don't be a fan. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to weed y'all out of here.
Yeah, right. Dude. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
It's been a while. I think, what was it, November when you came on?
Right. Yeah.
October,
yeah.
November?
Yeah.
I've been missing it.
You've been missing it?
I really miss being on.
On anything.
Yeah. But you guys are my friends, so this is really fun for me. I really enjoy this shit.
When was the last stand up. When was that?
Right before quarantine. It was like the week everything started getting canceled.
Really?
I was doing it once or twice a week, like staying really consistent with it. And like, that's what's frustrating because I was feeling really good on stage. I wasn't nervous. all my nerves turned to excitement. Like, you can ask, you know, the lady. Like, she'll come home from work. I'm just sitting there writing material, getting shit ready, like, every week. Just, like...
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's... I want to say it's going to be hard getting back on stage, but I kind of think I'm going to benefit from it. Like, I think I'm going to come back harder because I missed it so
much. Well, yeah. No, it's going to be a strong year for comedy in general.
Because people are so stressed out right now. They want to laugh. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know how to articulate the fucked up things happening in the world. They don't know how to communicate it. So if someone else is communicating it in a comedic fashion,
right? Yeah.
They're like, I mean, it's therapy for everybody, you know?
It definitely is.
I mean, I feel clogged up in my brain right now because that's like my release, you know?
Unless you're, you know, every comedian's going to prosper after that. Any entertainment at all is going to...
Absolutely.
Gonna, yeah. Like when concerts happen again...
Yeah,
oh, sold out.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy because people just miss it.
Well, you even see it out here. It's like, even though the bars and stuff out in Charlotte, but like slowly kind of low key opening up, like kind of finding ways around it. It everywhere is fucking slammed.
Well,
like,
we went downtown last night and they've done this thing where they shut down the main strip.
Yeah.
And they give restaurants outdoor seating.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
And we talked to one guy, and he said they're operating at like 150% capacity.
Jesus.
With that seating, because it's kind of a small spot.
Yeah.
And, like, it was full. Yeah. All the tables outside.
Yeah.
Where everybody was out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, dude, you could, if you just have one of those, like a little PA... Unabomber thing.
Yeah,
but it's just speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Found my next platform.
Yeah, you just walk around like, tables. Yeah, like, instead of like,
just what are you eating? Yeah. That looks good.
Or I can just like role play and act like I'm their server.
Right. Oh god. Instead of like there being like a dude with a accordion at the Italian restaurant, it's a dude.
It's a dude saying
it's mildly mildly offensive jokes.
Yeah.
It's a guy with a tight five just going there on each table.
Yeah. like first, my opening statements: white people can shut the fuck up. And they're like trying. They're like, we came here to enjoy dinner, and we got this fucking asshole. Like,
dude, we are white people.
Yeah. Hey, you talking about us, man? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
you're the one sitting outside,
right? Yeah.
Eating dinner.
Put your mask on, shut up. We went to a restaurant today, and it was like, you had to wear a mask in there. It baffles my brain. You have to wear a mask when you enter.
Right.
But as soon as you sit down, just boop.
They told us if you get up to piss, you got to put your mask on.
Yeah, I'm like, it's clothes walking by me. I don't
Honestly, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm not going to bitch about it because, like, I want to protect people, too.
Right, in a grocery store or something, of course. But, like, you know, everybody's got their mouths out.
But it's either go all the way or what the fuck is the point?
Yeah. And it's just, it's like this new reality. I literally, in my dreams now, see people with face masks. It's so weird.
Yeah, it was weird at first seeing just, like, normal sort of, like, TikToks or anything like that where, like, people are at work and they're wearing a mask. And then after literally like a month, it just became so normal to where you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, that's, it's going to be our thing for us for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, you look at other like countries that have been hit with outbreaks like this, it is normal. Like you watch a video of people on the subway and they've all got face masks on.
But there is a cool part to this. Like you could be in a crowded place, everybody with masks on. And you can yell whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where the fuck it came from.
You keep saying that, but it would have to be a big crowd.
Yeah.
And also, all the people immediately around you would turn around and be like, he said it. It was him.
Nah. Ten or more works.
I tell you what this is good for. People with bad teeth.
Yeah.
This is going to be their renaissance.
Not for bad breath, because I was in a mask earlier.
I was
yourself suffer.
I was about to say that. I was like, my oral health has never been better.
Like, I'm like, so aware of it.
This makes me want to get rid of this abscess in my mouth fucking bad.
God. Yeah. Oh, God, people have had to deal with this for years. Oh, right. I'm so sorry, guys.
I kiss people.
Right.
Like, this is disgusting.
Yeah. Whoops.
yeah, whoops, I guess.
Luckily, I've been in a relationship for every year. It's like, man, it doesn't really matter. She's like, oh, okay.
It's time.
Yeah. Will you please go shower? All right, fuck. I was going to shower before I came here, and we laid in bed for like 10 minutes. It's like, nah, I'll shower later.
Yeah.
You know, I always put it off.
No, yeah.
There's nothing. You know, cavemen never showered. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
That's true.
And look how progressive they were.
Yeah, they lived to be like 15. You know? So it's Dude, they obviously had it figured out.
What are you
out.
Talking about? They made wills.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Last wheel.
I just got that. They lived till 15. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Me and my homie were having a roast battle the other day on FaceTiming each other, and I was like, you look like you in the 15th grade.
Oh my god,
that was pretty good.
He's got this girlfriend that keeps dicking him around, and like, I was like, dude, you look like you got half a girlfriend. Shut the fuck. I love roasting.
Oh yeah, roasting is
it's the oldest art there is.
Well, see, I want to do one of those roast battles on stage, but like, I feel like I'd kind of break down. Like, I'd like, it's funny with my friends, but if like, hey, you're going on stage with a stranger that you don't really know,
right?
And you want me to insult him as hard as I can.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I don't think I could come up with shit with that much pressure. Like,
yeah, I don't think the roast battles are where the have you seen like the like on YouTube, like the rap battles? They have like a huge YouTube channel of just rap battles.
Yeah.
And I always look at the fights from rap battles. Yeah. Those are fun.
That's the best.
It's like, how do you, what is the line to cross?
Yeah, yeah.
In a rap battle?
I mean, there is one.
Oh, I've seen people just get mad about, like, it's like he would say everything about him, but like when he got to like his mom, he was like, grabbed his shirt.
Oh, I'm the same way. I'm like, you can say anything you want about me, like my mom or my lady or something. Yeah, like, my family. I'm like, oh, you're getting rocked.
Right.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
Oh yeah.
Say anything about my mom.
Yeah, talk about me all day, bro.
Yeah, I don't care if you talk about. I mean, I care a little.
Right.
Just tab it.
I'm just kind of pack it up. I'm a cancer sensitive.
Are cancer sensitive? I'm not a big astrology person. Are you?
No, but
you look like you would be.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I was gonna make up an outfit. I wasn't.
Right. He's wearing a robe right now.
Yeah.
It's a fun.
Hey, what's those sticks like?
The the cigarette holders, yeah, like the Cruella de Vil.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brian doesn't even smoke cigarettes. He smokes out of a pipe. It's crazy.
Right.
I'm wearing a Chevrolet shirt with lightning bolts on it. I look nothing like I know anything about horoscopes.
Astrology.
You might know a little bit about something. I don't know.
I know enough. I don't know anything about any other sign, though. Like, I've just done the research on mine, and it's not like I keep... I don't decipher my day on my fucking...
You should, though.
Yeah, I should. I should start. I'm going to start tonight.
A couple of my friends got really into it and started sharing memes about it. And then trying to explain the memes to me. And I literally had a moment where I was like, you know I'm not trying to fuck you, right?
Yeah,
I really don't. I'm never going to listen to this.
No, if you have to explain a meme, it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't do its thing.
Yeah.
It, you know?
Yeah, nothing like saying a joke on someone doesn't understand. You have to stand there. Like, nah, no. Just keep going. Just keep going.
There's Jimmy Carr has a quote that's like, dissecting a joke is like dissecting a frog. It's not very much fun, and at the end, the frog's dead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be my biggest advice to someone who into comedy at all. Just get you silent. Not everything you think or say is fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like, it may be fun to you, but
not everything's a choice nug.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, just get used to silence.
And I think to me, on the other hand, like, at least at work and shit, like, I'll say something, and it'll floor somebody. And I was like, that was it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one?
Yeah.
The
fucking hit?
That's the hitter.
I work with a dude, his dad owned, and he came and saw me do comedy. He did not like
it. Oh.
He's very clean cut. Very, like, doesn't talk about anything. Like, I would tell...
He's like, what's this shit about cops, man?
I just muted him on my Instagram story at this point. I was like, don't even fucking worry about what I'm doing.
Right.
Do not even... It's like, I'm not... Look, it's not my fault you have a sense of humor, man. Because I'll like tell him, like, dude, I wrote this joke. I think you'll like it. I'll tell him, and he'll sit there and do the same. He'll try to
dissect it.
Yeah.
Or he tries to, like, give me pointers on way I could deliver. I'm like, dude...
It's like, maybe you should get a little puppet that says
for you.
Right. Like, you're not... I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, fine. You know what? You don't deserve my meal, dude.
Right.
Fuck off.
In a fucking workshop.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation.
I know I'm in your dad's building, and I'm extremely hungover and probably look like shit, but that joke was awesome, and you need to respect that, dude.
That joke was a hitter, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, my other friend did.
Right.
Speaking of comedians, we touched on it last time we did a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been more that came out since then, but yeah. Chris... Chris Delia.
Oh, I'm so happy we're having this conversation.
Boy, oh boy.
I fucking hate him. I have screamed this from the top of my lungs for so long that Chris Delia is not fucking funny. He doesn't deserve a special, and now he diddles kids, so fuck that dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, the weird part about it is, like, he's played a pedophile in, like...
three times or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a couple. It's been
a topher. Alcoholics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the potato gun guy.
Yeah.
Very awkward now.
Yeah. Well, Theo Von, like, I guess he was kind of buddies with him, but, like, he would just always talk shit about him on his podcast.
I saw a clip where he went off, and he's like, you know, there, and it said some weird Theo Von shit, but he's like, yeah, there's rumors, man. And then he starts saying weird shit, just like, yeah, he gets his hair from a bag of, you know, like, weird Theo Von shit. Yeah. But then in between the bits, he's just going, yeah, there's rumors. Like, you know, like.
That's weird. And to, if, all right, so you're getting accused of texting or whatever he did.
Grooming is...
To save his ass, he posts screenshots of like, no, they were into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's that... What the fuck?
Well,
you still did it, you weird shit.
We just found out that pedophiles have now created their own flags that are very similar to the LGBT.
They're trying to piggyback on the LGBT. Same thing with
trying to be accepted.
People who are into bestiality are doing the same thing.
And they're making them literally identical, but like a shade of color off or something.
Yeah.
And it's really fucked up, but like, you're not going to be accepted.
No,
like,
they're trying to trick their way into, it's pretty disgusting.
I didn't either.
Kelsey posted on her story today, like, all the detail about it.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's been going on. I've seen it on Reddit for a couple years now, and it was a joke at first, and now they're becoming bolder about it. Like, they have public Twitters where they fucking tweet about pedophile rights. And
what is pedophile rights? Please let me.
I mean, I don't know what the.
And if you have an argument to that, please turn this podcast off.
Right. If you're sitting there listening going like, wait, why are they mad about this?
Yeah, please turn it never off. Listen to us ever again.
What the fuck? I just found out like, what was it, like 2-3 weeks ago? Like the rainbow flag, actually every color has
a different meaning. It's actually kind of beautiful too when you look it up.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Pretty crazy. So what's the pedophile flag? You know,
it's literally identical.
They're trying to. Yeah, it's pretty.
What's the other one? Bestiality.
Yeah, they have their own word for it. That's a lot softer than I fuck animals.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
What's the sketchy flag? That's them.
Bear fucker. Do you need our assistance?
Oh, gross.
Oh, God.
That's what we can do with the Confederate flag. Just give it to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys can go
all
for
the,
it.
All the dog fuckers can just have.
Yeah. I actually bought a Confederate flag on purpose one time, drunk at a NASCAR race, just to deface it, and then we set it on fire.
Oh,
that's what,
I think you told us about that.
Yeah, like a year and a half ago, like 2 years ago, I was like, I want that one. Let's set that thing on fire.
Well, there was one night we were hanging out, and somebody brought this flag, and it was an old biker flag or something, and we were all fucking around with it, you know, like, and then we realized there was a Confederate flag on the flag.
Oh,
and
God,
so,
yeah.
We deleted all the pictures and then burned it in the parking lot.
Well, the state of Mississippi has a Confederate emblem on their flag, and they're trying to
The governor said he'd sign the bill to change it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, these fucking hillbillies are losing their... I'm like, what, like...
It's part of our history. I think the biggest thing that... I guess I knew it, but it wasn't really prevalent, is that, you know, the Confederacy lasted 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are making memes like, Phineas and Ferb lasted 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what the fuck?
I posted that Outkast thing today on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a good one.
It was like, why don't we just replace... Like, Outkast got, like... four fucking, like, whatever, big music things and shit. It's like, the Confederacy, like, won nothing. It's like, let's replace all of them with, like Andre 3000 fucking.
So,
big boy.
So, yeah, we're on the Confederate flag thing.
And by the way, we're not trying to beat a dead horse right now, but that's just what's happening.
No,
I mean,
that means let's pop into NASCAR now.
Yeah, NASCAR.
Dude, I love NASCAR so much even more now.
It's amazing. I saw a tweet that summed it up. It was like NASCAR did more in 48 hours than the NFL did
4 years for Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, and still, you look, Colin Kaepernick's still not on a team. Which is crazy.
Yeah. And it's so awesome, though, because Bubba Wallace, his car is owned by the king of NASCAR.
Yeah.
Fucking right. Richard
old,
Petty.
Old Petty.
Yeah.
He's like 81 years old now. He's like,
he still looks like he's 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's looked 80 since he was 40.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. All right. You're right.
And Kyle Petty, you'll never be your daddy. So. Yeah.
Kyle Petty looks like he sells bass guitars.
Oh, God. That's on the street.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not even in a store. Let's talk about pretentious musicians. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Let's start it up, man. Because I can go for a while on that.
Yeah.
Bright Eyes has a new record out.
Oh.
No, all right.
Yeah, and it made me practically Conor O burst into tears.
All right.
I've been wanting to use that one so long.
He even threw it.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been wanting to use that.
The victory lap.
I've been wanting to use that material, but who the fucking Charlotte is going to get that? I'm going to have neck, but if I do, like, when I do stand up in, like, Brooklyn or something, oh, all the hipster jokes are coming
out.
You
got to hit some open mics and coffee shops. Yeah. Oh, then that'll kill. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just going to open with fuck the Fleet Foxes. Isaac Brock got kicked off stage. Vocalist in Modest Mouse for smoking meth at one of their own shows on stage.
Oh, what? I had always heard that.
Yeah.
The vocalist from Man Man was opening for him. And it was after Isaac Brock was clean.
Oh, no.
So he was sober. You know, he was a huge meth head. And then he was sober. And the guy from Man Man starts smoking meth on stage.
What,
like, and they had to fucking kick him off the tour.
He had a pipe, like a pipe with it on it.
It's just like straight up lit up.
Yeah.
On stage.
Have you ever seen a Man Man show? It's fucking.
No.
You wouldn't notice someone was smoking meth really in the middle of the show.
Well, you know,
Post Malone looks like Gigi Allen now with his shaved head. It's insane.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a fucking like choker on with a spike, shaved head, and like a cut off tank top. I was like, no, don't go down that route.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
You're better than this.
Yeah. But he still only smokes, you know.
People are like, he's on drugs. I'm like, dude, he's a fucking entertainer.
Right.
He's not even on drugs. All he does is drink Bud Light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Got that sponsorship.
He's an asshole.
He's drunk and got his heart broke. Of course he looks sad. He writes sad boy music.
He really does.
And he's got a Guinness record for face tattoos.
Oh, my God. Even be on Gucci Mane?
I don't know.
Yeah, and professional skateboarder Antoine Dixon has his entire...
Antoine's probably got it.
Yeah, Antoine's definitely got it. He's got one big weed leaf across his whole face.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Dude. He's like a walking beach t-shirt.
That is sick as fuck.
Yeah,
actually, my next tattoo is going to be influenced by Myrtle Beach airbrush culture.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So I'm going to get my girlfriend's name with, like, blue flames on
them. Yeah, on a fucking palm tree.
You got to get a big head portrait of you guys.
Oh, dude. Best believe when I buy a diesel, me and the old lady are going straight to Myrtle Beach and getting shirts made.
No, here's the thing. You have anything tattooed on your back?
Oh, not yet.
Yeah,
go there
and be like, no, I don't want the shirt.
Yeah, I want you.
Spray paint it on my back.
And then we come back to Charlotte, get them to
get it tattooed.
Yeah, fill it.
Just, you know, that's your stencil.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to go over this.
I'm just going
to
get the Bad Seed Podcast devil sign just across my whole back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That would be
the piss-stained devil.
Yeah. Yeah. Piss-stained devil. Oh, yeah. We haven't even acknowledged this.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Primetime Signs for fucking doing this goddamn backdrop, which we haven't started doing the live one yet. This thing is dizzope. Where are we at now? We have any news today?
Yeah, let me look and see. I'm trying to find non-depressing news, but
it's not a thing.
It's not gonna.
It's probably not.
Yeah, you got to go on.
This ain't Jim Halpert's fucking channel.
Oh my God.
good news.
You know what really pisses me off is millionaires telling people to be positive.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We're all like all the actors and shit. Like we're all in this together. I'm like fucking mansion.
Right. Oh yeah. In quarantine and shit. Yeah. Your quarantine sounds really rough.
Yeah, dude. I'm in a one bedroom house with my girlfriend and three cats. Right. Shut the fuck up, dude. When they take a shit, I smell it. I'm watching TV. Like,
oh boy, live with a grown boy.
Okay. Well, we go tat for tat on the on that right there.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all just been stinking up the house?
No, sometimes they smear, buddy. They smear.
Yeah, for some reason, our toilet always looks like a truck stop bathroom.
Yeah, we have a tiny, it's like a miniature toilet.
Yeah, it's like a training, it's like a training potty.
It's very awkward.
Which I do not have a training potty ass.
Yeah, no, I got to pull apart and sit down.
Yeah, I tried that once. No,
we need to learn how to aim for the fucking shit.
How do you aim? Okay, you said that once. Because I bought a toilet brush at IKEA the other day when we were there. And I said, so now if we do fuck up the toilet, we can scrape it off before it dries. And he goes, well, I don't do that, which is a bold-faced lie.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
Well, no, I mean.
And then he looks at me square in the face and goes, yeah, I aim it.
Oh, my God.
Well, how do you fucking aim it?
If it's a dangler, man, like, you really got to.
I've never aimed a shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well. That was different. Have you ever aimed a piss?
No.
No.
No? You've never aimed at a toilet?
I just
okay, but just I don't my.
No, you're sitting down, but you're aiming. You just got to know where your butthole is, and you got to know where that little hole is.
This is Grisham.
What a great quote.
Yeah, you gotta figure it. All right, y'all.
If you guys don't take anything from this podcast today, I want you to know that you can aim your shit and know where your butthole is.
Yeah, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, thank you. Wise words.
That's it. All right. Well, Elliot, what kind of news do we have?
I don't really have news, but going back to the Chris Delia thing.
Oh boy,
or whatever the fuck his name is. It got me thinking. I did all this research a while back for the show about celebrities who have been in similar situations over the years.
Okay, which has been plenty.
Right. So. I saved some news. Number one, James Franco, if you remember.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Was in a hotel room in New York, and...
I think they even, like, touched on it in the roast.
Yeah, oh, they definitely did.
Yeah, sure.
But everybody was like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, like, it was funny, but he definitely... He knew she was 17, still shot a shot.
This is what I don't get. All right, and I'm sure you're going to bring up Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay, so... If you are millionaire,
yeah,
on tour, let's comedy tour,
yeah.
That's just that. Franco, I don't know how do you? You're like all these people, like all these girls that are probably there's probably women throwing themselves at
him.
Oh,
he could have just gone down to the hotel bar,
right?
And
how do you meet a 17-year-old?
Yeah,
dang old internet, bud. I think she was on Instagram. I think that's where.
You could try to not fuck a 17-year-old. I think,
and you shouldn't have to try to not to either.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You shouldn't be like biting your knuckle, like damn.
Damn. One more year. What the fuck is wrong with people,
that's a
dude?
Weird mentality. Like I remember growing up and like the countdown to like Britney Spears. Turning 18.
Oh, my.
That was so publicly acceptable. No, and it wasn't even her. Like, even once I was older, once I was, like, in my 20s, I remember these celebrities, like, maybe Selena Gomez was one of them, but, like people, like, you go to a website, and it would be, like, a countdown.
No.
Oh, God.
Like, a flash website where it's, like, counting down the days.
Well, there's a famous rapper that's in a bunch of shit for dating Bad Baby, because she's 17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tyga.
Is it Tyga?
I don't want to... it's somebody. It's like a B-class rapper like that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just
either way. I was listening to Bad Baby can rap.
I don't care if she has a ghostwriter. You fucking rip.
She's fucking good. But every song she has a feature like a rapper.
Yeah.
And you got to think she was born after 9/11.
Right.
So. That makes her...
She's 17.
The people that are on the songs with her are rapping about things that should not be...
Yeah,
oh, right.
Absolutely.
Like it's pretty rough.
Yeah. But, I mean...
But nobody thinks about it like that, which is crazy.
You know? No.
And it's... Yeah.
Rap is always excluded from... Like with homophobia, rap is super excluded.
Yeah.
Like, which I don't understand, but, you know...
Because my buddy Michael sings... And he's a black gay artist, and he has posted a lot of shit about like how a lot of artists won't get their recognition.
Yeah,
over just from being gay. Like even it doesn't matter, they're not getting the support.
And
he's talked about it where he's like it upsets him because like he kills it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But if you don't have your like even if you have a like that Nas X guy, like
He kills it.
That song was the biggest song of 2018 or something.
It charted for long. It broke the chart record for number one.
But
dude
was just like, "Yep, I'm going to use this platform."
He goes, "Oh, by the way, that's pretty dope."
Well,
yeah.
I love it because, like, look, I'm real Southern. I fucking wear cowboy hats and shit, but I'd be like, at the same time, I broke away or never was a part of really just, you know, grew up in a small town. No one, you would get shit on for being like more progressive.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
I had gay friends when I was like 14. Oh, I didn't care. Yeah. I was like, yeah, right. let's go skate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what I love about like that Lil Nas X. I'm like, the gay cowboy. Oh, this is sick. Like, this is my style right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but even he, like he got the worst backlash from it. Like people that were supporting his song, just like,
right.
But
well, I'll never listen to this again.
What makes the song different? The song's still so tight. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that's what, like, you look at, like, Tyler, the Creator. That was the funniest thing to me, because he literally tried to come out.
Oh,
and everybody was just like, oh, he's just being weird.
No, was it like Will Smith's son? Like, after the Grammys, where it was like,
oh, yeah,
that's my fucking boyfriend? And to this day, I don't know if that was true.
It
was never spoken again about.
Yeah, because Will Smith, what's his name? Jaden?
Jaden.
Jaden's like this weird, like, otherworldly being. Like, he's like a...
No, he's just like a little, SoundCloud kid.
Yeah, but he's like a little guru.
Yeah.
Like, he's always coming out with some weird shit. And
I mean, his dad's like really outspoken too.
Yeah,
but
so I mean, that boy's going to end up outshining his dad.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, especially nowadays, with the way we platform entertainment music, dude, you can reach billions of people now.
Mm-hmm.
Billions. Like, remember, you know, growing up, you had to wait for a CD to come out. You have to go pick the fucking CD up or the cassette or whatever. Now people are leaking songs that aren't even out yet.
it's pretty, well, what's Will Smith's wife's name?
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah. She's in like a metal band, and that's the worst thing
I've
ever heard.
Is she really?
Yeah, it's horrible. Wow. Yeah, she's a vocalist for a metal band.
A Scientologist vocal band.
Oh,
or a metal band.
Boy, it is something.
What kind of metal is it, though? Is it like...
It's like new metal.
Like kind of like progressive shit? Or like dad rock metal?
Honestly, I wish we were...
Yeah, I wish we were capable of that right now. That would be great.
Yeah, I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't... I'm counting down.
Right.
Dude, it's rough. It's rough.
Speaking of entertainers, Tekashi's out of prison and talking more shit than he's ever talked in his life.
And
anyone that tries to touch him will go to federal prison.
I'm so confused about that whole situation.
So one thing that I found out about his YouTube, you know, he broke that record or whatever most views.
He's broke two YouTube and an Instagram.
Yeah, he had 2 million people on live.
Yeah, the record before that on Instagram Live was right over 400,000.
What?
And he was only on live for 7 minutes and got 2 million.
Because people will probably, I mean,
well, yeah,
it's been a big thing.
But yeah, he got out. But the motherfucker is just like, I ratted, blah, 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 blah. Like,
but YouTube has taken away, it's basically, as far as they're concerned, basically the reason he got all those views was because they spent so much money on advertising that they were counting the views from, like, if that song would play before the actual video you wanted to see, they would count that view.
Yeah, well,
towards
the thing. He was trying to call out Justin Bieber about doing the same thing.
The top 100 charts, and he's talking about people.
But Justin Bieber's a real fucking greaseball when it comes to that, because he was posting shit like, hey, buy the song 2 or 3 times. Don't just buy it once. Like,
I mean,
that's trying to get those believers to fucking...
You had $10 million by 14. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, what? How much is it enough at some point?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because even like
shithead.
Yeah, I feel like even, you know, if for some random fucking reason comedy stuff for me actually does really take off, if it actually worked out, I don't care. Like, I'm happy with just having a
honestly
good
making
crowd.
60 grand a year at it.
would be
really dope.
Yeah, and it's like, right? As long as I'm like making people smile and laugh and shit, that's all I care about.
Well, people lose sight of
you've been famous since you were literally old enough to jack off, then it's probably a little different.
Yeah,
and you probably have a weird mentality.
Yeah, it's amazing that anybody can function how like you look at like sports stars and stuff.
Yeah,
who are, you know, basketball players? They go into the NBA at 19.
Yeah,
and then they just
but nobody really, like, if you really think about it, Justin Bieber with that little bowl cut, that little. he was what age then?
He was probably 13.
Yeah, something 12. Like that. Yeah,
people's careers don't, like Miley Cyrus's little career, like yeah, that was like, you know, the USA, and then she went to that weird thing, and then it was done. Like, he's still going, you
yeah.
know?
Well, yeah.
Like, he's pushing 15 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Being fucking famous.
Which makes me feel old as shit when I think
right,
about
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah, it really puts it in perspective.
Yeah, so, but, like, when I'm over here trying to sound humble, like, oh, if the comedy shit takes off, I just want to make people smile. Dude, I'm fucking 28. Like,
yeah.
Like, my fame is nowhere. Like, you know,
but I always put it in perspective because I do see, like, younger people. I think what fucked me up, too, is, like, realizing, like, you watching football and all of a sudden the rookies are 5 years younger than you.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And you're like, oh, well, hold on a fucking second. Look at what they're doing. But also, like, Alan Rickman was almost 40 before he got his first big acting role. You know what I mean?
Charles Bradley was, like, yeah. in his oh, 60s yeah. before he fucking made
yeah.
it.
He was in it, yeah.
He had just passed when he started blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really sad. I mean, I...
Yeah, fuck Big Mouth for that.
Yeah, that fucking changes cover. I remember I wore that the fuck out when I found it.
Uh-huh. Oh, but, dude, his Changes cover fucking broke my heart.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I did, like when this Bubba Wallace, like, NASCAR stuff was happening, like, I didn't know a lot about. I knew he's from Concord mm-hmm. and shit.
Most of them are, I mean.
Yeah, for real. But I was, you know, looking up online about him. And then, like, when you do see someone that's famous and, like, in the news, and then you... And I literally, he was born in October of 93. I was like, God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And
that makes me feel like a fucking dinosaur.
I can't remember the driver right now. I'm going to have to look it up. But since Bubba Wallace came out with a Black Lives Matter car,
mm-hmm.
my buddy is a truck driver for NASCAR. He sent me the link where this other driver is doing an All Lives or a Blue Lives Matter car.
No,
I can't remember. Yeah. Swear
there's,
to God, it's coming
no
out.
There's no way that's the fucking thing.
Yeah.
That, fucking
he told. And listen, swear to God, guys, this racism shit is real. My buddy was at Talladega last weekend at the track, and he texted me and said, this motherfucker rented a plane to fly a Confederate flag in circles.
Yeah. The fun NASCAR.
Yeah. And I got a text that they said this motherfucker bought an airplane or like rented an airplane to fly a Confederate flag.
Yeah, and it flew for hours over Talladega.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was fucking crazy.
And there's a NASCAR forum on Facebook one of the teams thought it'd be funny to post the noose that was found.
Yeah.
And he said it literally read Bubba Wallace noose for sale. Works great, blah 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 blah, and it's just like it just baffles my brain that people were
so insensitive about it.
Yeah, and so outspoken with their bullshit. Like, it's like the world turns by different beliefs. That's fine, but like this is an issue that, like, honestly, if you don't see a problem with it, we're not gonna be friends.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally down for people believing different things. I am so about that. But, but
you don't have to be around them.
Yeah, like, and there's certain issues, like racism and shit, that, like, you know, I don't know. That's not something we can just, like, kind of disagree on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it blows my mind. Like, we saw that thing the other day that said, like, FBI said that this was not a noose.
Yeah,
or it wasn't a hate crime.
It wasn't a hate crime.
It was a headline,
right? But the FBI also said the week before that 9 black people lynched in trees were suicides.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
fucking wild, man.
Yeah,
don't believe. I feel like the as soon as they put the FBI, put that in a headline, people are like, oh, no, we're good, we're good.
Right.
Yeah. Oh no, we're still supposed to trust these people. Like, what? Like,
no, we don't. Don't trust anybody. If you've learned anything today,
aim your shit and don't trust anyone.
Don't trust a single person.
Yeah, I trust you guys.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
No,
good.
He tells me that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Roomie.
Yeah, right.
Clean the fucking toilet. I hate you. I don't trust you.
I don't trust you or your shitty ass.
Yeah.
I still walk him out of there.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I cleaned the living room. Scotty just texts back, bullshit.
When we went to IKEA the other day.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That was, oh my God.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, we went on a bad day. That was a Monday, bro.
Oh, yeah, Scotty's like fucking Garfield when it comes to Mondays.
Dude, I'm like that with Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'm like that with Tuesdays. Every time I've said it on the last podcast, I was on fucking, I fuck something up at work every Tuesday. Yeah. Something goes wrong.
Dude, right. It's rough. It's rough. I don't know. Yeah. And, you know, Elliot wants to fucking buy one of everything, and I can't.
No, I didn't. I kept looking at the prices and going, nah, I'm all right, actually. Yeah. I think I spent $5 at IKEA. I got a light bulb, 20 coat hangers, and
which
and
we
a toilet brush.
All that at Walmart.
Not for $5, man.
No, yeah, dude.
Maybe.
Yeah
Duke, probably.
Duke Energy just sent me 60 light bulbs for free.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they'll do that.
That's a thing. That's a thing.
They're like, how many do you want? And I was like, how many you got?
Yeah. Give me all your fucking light
bulbs.
Honestly,
if Duke Energy sent you a package with just two light bulbs in it, that'd be so funny. <That's>
Yeah, I've been on a fucking buying spree lately, dude. Yeah. I don't know what's been. Me and Kelsey both been shopping like a motherfucker. Like, hey, ordered you a shirt.
Online
oh,
shit?
Yeah.
what's the dumbest shit you bought recently?
Oh, you would have never caught me dead with my toes out in public like 5 years ago. Went to Dick's Sporting Goods and bought sandals.
Oh.
And like it has changed. No,
I'll tell you this.
They have changed my, yeah, just flip-flops. Like
flip-flops,
they're like hiking, like a hiking company. I was like, this has like changed my life,
Yeti
dude.
Sandals? They're, okay.
I did buy a Yeti cup the other day.
Yeti did it good.
Yeah.
They figured it out. Branding-wise, they're fucking geniuses.
And now I got to fucking buy her one because she's always stealing mine.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. They're
it's
really
like
nice.
Water tastes better out of a $40 mug. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care. I feel
two-day-old water that's been sitting in your room in a cup.
Yeah.
That's still cold for some fucking weird reason.
Hangover water.
My buddy had a fucking Yeti cooler that had ice in it for 2 weeks.
That's
right.
Crazy.
So, yeah, people want to say, like, oh, I'm not spending $400. Like,
no, that just sounds great. I mean, there's brands that have done the same thing that's, like, a third of the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big dick thing, though. I mean, if you pull up with a Yeti, you're like, yeah, well, I did it.
If you can get people to put a cooler sticker on their car,
yeah,
that is...
I almost bought a Yeti hat the other day because I have one cup.
You're fucking sponsored.
I was like, I'm in there, dog.
I'm a guy.
I'm going to buy a diesel next week.
It's like, you know, it's the new monster thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Scotty just cracked. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I just, this is the original monster. I want to give a big shout out to
sponsor.
What's
sponsor.
Up, what's up, Chad Muska?
Yeah.
Doing all right.
He's doing great, by the way. There's a skate podcast I listen to a lot called Nine Club. And
Nine Club.
Dude, best podcast out. Honestly. It is. But yeah, they had
honestly,
a few months ago.
You know, Nine Club's cool because they get skateboarders on it. The host, not so much.
You don't like Chris Roberts?
No, he's cool, but he's a little timid weirdo.
He was one of the first professional skateboarders I ever watched growing up at like 10 or 11, like right when I really started getting heavily into skateboarding. Mm. I remember being like, oh, like.
No, I love that he like changed it over and like it that popped off. But some of his, I mean, yeah, he does have the skaters on there and they do fucking, they literally just spill the beans on everything.
Yeah.
He really doesn't have to ask anything. But some of the way he talks and like, it's just so awkward, dude. But and no, I love that. Like,
also with all the shit going on right now, it baffles my mind. Jason Jesse had a 2 hour Nine Club, being really apologetic, saying I said fucked up things in the past. I'm a new person.
Explain who that is.
Jason Jesse is a professional skateboarder from late '80s, early '90s. He builds choppers and shit.
Right.
And I loved him growing up. I wasn't aware of this growing up either, but he had an interview in a Chopper magazine where he dropped a hard R like three times.
Oh, woof. Great.
Yeah, and I didn't know like about that, and then it came to the surface, and then he went on the Nine Club podcast.
Right.
Being super apologetic, like, hey, I love everyone, I'm so sorry, blah, blah. And then last week he tweets, all lives matter.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Yeah. See, so he's like canceled. Like,
okay, pal.
That's what, I mean, that's what I... Do people deserve second chances when it comes to stuff? If they say stuff like that publicly.
Yeah.
I've always...
I mean, everyone's said or done something they're not proud
right.
of.
Well, here's the thing.
But you got to learn to grow as a human and as an adult.
Right.
And this is more of a thing for people that are in the... Like people our age in the South that are so quick to be pissed off at somebody.
Right.
Are you mad at your grandpa? Are you going to call your grandpa out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think there is a family. There is a family.
Like, are you going to stop talking to your grandpa because he makes some weird joke? Or your right, dad? Just about everybody in the South's dad makes a weird joke.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
My granddad's dead, so he's not racist anymore, guys.
Right. He's recovered.
He recovered. Yeah.
No, he left it on the top.
Oh my god! Yeah.
He left it on the top of the fucking casket.
Honestly, like, even though I grew up in like a small town and shit, I never heard. I mean, I was pretty young by the time my grandparents died. Never heard him say racist shit. Honestly, yeah, like, I mean, never. Yeah. I heard more racist shit in middle school than I did from my grandparents.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, not everybody in the South is like that though.
Yeah,
like we kind of have to like look over. Or we have in the past looked over it, and I'm like, no, people my age need to be good.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah.
No, everybody needs to be good. But are you canceling your family members because of everything?
Well, I
because think... I'm not against it.
I mean, honestly, it's like I don't really have like fucking like racist family members. Honestly, it's just like,
well, you did good. Your family did good.
Right. Yeah. But politically, you know, like, me and my parents stand completely different. Like, I'm outspoken atheist, you know, ACAB, fucking, you know, just pretty on the left side, you know, especially with social stuff. And you know, I've just learned to just not talk about it. You know, if they bring it up or something, I just kind of bring it off my shoulder. You know, I let them know, like, yeah, I was at the protest. Like, I support this, you know? Like, and I try to say it in a genuine way where it's not like a fuck you. You know, it's like a, hey, this is what I support. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's such a weird, it's kind of a weird double standard for.
Because parents will never say they're wrong. You know, like, they're always going to say, well, I was here before you. I grew up. You know, they're always going to. So, you know, I'm not going to disown my fucking parents because they politically stand differently than me and they believe in God. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, cool. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
This is mine. Like, and I think we've all had to grow where you used to rely on your parents and stuff as like who you grew as a person shit.
Do you guys hear that European siren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some person with fucked up teeth just died.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Some people with coffee stains just fucking shit the bed.
Yeah,
continue.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you're good. That was a UFO. No, but you know, as you grow as an adult, you know, I've had to learn to separate myself and learn to grow as your own individual. I feel like everyone should do that, but it doesn't happen a lot of times because it's kind of your safety net, you know, your family.
Yeah.
It's like, even if everyone hates you, your parents love you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, not all, you know, but majority. And it's like, I've had to learn to be like, hey, don't talk about this shit with your parents.
Yeah.
This is who you are. Like, this is who I've grown to become. Let it be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's what my dad's been constantly trying to bait me when I go back to the house.
Right.
Go to visit. And he'll be like, he'll bring up a news story or something. And it used to be me and my dad watch the Panthers every Sunday, and we have since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And usually that was like, you know, my chance to sort of, especially with all the protests and stuff going on. They fucking, you know, a couple years ago, it got kind of rocky watching the NFL with my dad. And
my dad canceled NFL.
Yeah, like we're to the point where I was like, if we're going to keep doing this, we got to stop because we're just arguing.
We're here to watch the game. That's it.
Right.
Take things at face value. Like, people, it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, people are allowed to believe what they want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I have learned to separate myself as in, like, me and Kelsey even go to, like, Panthers games still and shit. It's like, I enjoy doing this. I want to drink beer and watch some sports and just have a good time. You know? Like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm 300 feet in the air. I cannot see someone kneeling. Like, calm down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just a thing of, like, he took it very personally, and I never really understood his.
Was he a veteran?
No.
No chance? Okay.
No, but my brother is, and my grandfather was.
Yeah.
My dad graduated high school, like, 2 years after Vietnam.
Okay,
so it wasn't really in.
Just missed it.
He was basically like, maybe if I can not be in the military, that would be a good idea. Yeah. So. He didn't, but he takes that kind of thing very personally. And I even showed him the video of, you know, because at first Kaepernick was just sitting down.
Yeah.
And I showed him the video of that Marine.
Yeah, the veteran told him.
Yeah,
to kneel.
He said, it might be more respectful if you kneel. And then he knelt with him. The Marine knelt with him. And
yeah.
Which was. and awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. And but the thing is nobody, you know, even after I showed him that video, you know, it didn't make a bit of difference.
That's the thing with, you know, not trying to just like put people fucking bag, but it's people aren't going to change their fucking minds.
No.
It doesn't matter how much proof. Like, you know, it's like telling a Christian, it's like, hey, I have 300 articles of evidence that say Jesus didn't exist. They're like, right. But I have faith. I'm like, but
yeah. Right.
I have evidence. You know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like even, I mean, dude, Trump fucked, let me tell you that. Trump raped children.
Right.
And there's still people hooting and hollering like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know. It's
yeah, right.
That, like we're looking past
that
this?
Weird right. little
like Anonymous let out like 20 articles.
Yeah, a bunch of like families
that he's
stuff.
Paid off and yeah, you know,
and
so
like,
much. Yeah.
Just because they were silenced and paid off doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
So I don't understand.
Yeah, how is anybody still on board?
Yeah, like
no clue.
I got a buddy I work with, dude. One of my best friends. Like, dude's like a brother to me at work. Trump supporting.
Yeah.
He's got kids. And I said to him the other day, because I try to keep things peaceful with him. I don't want to get into detail. We get along. We do our jobs, right?
Right.
But I was like, dude, come on. Like, you know Trump, like, raped children, right? He's like, right. I was like, no, okay. Anonymous just released, like, 15 right. fucking articles of information. And it still is like, well, if he did do that, fuck him. But. But he did, you know.
Yeah, right. So your mind's not made up. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if he did that, like, here's the documents. Right. You know.
Well, he did.
If he did it, which he did, I won't like him. So, right. Well, he did. Yeah.
It's especially like super like blue lives people that are. It's like, what more evidence do you need that cops are shitty?
We had a bartender. We went to this fucking steampunk bar.
Oh, yo.
And, and
yeah, Belmont has a steampunk bar.
Let's go after this.
Right. They wear goggles and corsets.
Yeah. And like, sick. But not like cosplay. Like, she was wearing a black t-shirt and like a loose corset, just looking miserable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, yeah. The bartenders, the lady bartenders do not want to wear corsets.
No.
Okay.
Rightfully so.
And, you know? And she just has like a fucking Mossy Oak shirt underneath. Yeah, the corset.
Yeah. Fucking Twin Peaks of Gastonia.
Yeah.
But she somehow, like, I can't remember if me and Scotty were watching the TV or something, but she decided to sort of engage. She looked at me and Scotty and went, maybe I should talk to these guys about.
Oh, beards. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we basically got into she went like, well, who was I supposed to call when my house got broken into? Like, I called the police and they came and helped. I go, oh, they caught the guy? And she went, no. And I went, oh, so your insurance helped you? And she was like, yeah. And then, but yeah. I was basically like, why did you?
Yeah, we'll call your insurance, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, people always have some sort of argument.
The big argument is right now is that, look, there's some people that are extreme that want to completely abolish police. But there is a huge, huge population that wants mental health professionals to answer to those type of calls.
Right.
And not, like, look, like, you can try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, they're not trained for everything they have to deal with, but we need to put people in there that can handle them in a professional way. Because you got some, like, wife-beating cop coming to help a domestic abuse situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't make sense.
But then cops will, put some calls in the, just because of where they are located in the city, they'll put them on the backlog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, and
it's already bad out there.
But the crazy thing is the people that are self-proclaimed so patriotic are mad at people protesting.
Right.
Which is one of the most beautiful freedoms you fucking have as an American.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, really, I mean, multiple countries, but.
This blows my mind because right before everything started happening, like with the police protest, these other people were protesting for haircuts.
Yeah.
With AR-15s on government grounds.
Screaming in cops' faces.
Yes, they were so fucking mad.
Yeah.
That they couldn't work and get their haircuts, and then. When some real life situations happen,
right.
They're like, "Why are you fucking protesting?"
My friends have set up jail support in front of the jail in downtown Charlotte.
Yeah,
watching on Facebook Live, They said, you need to get your shit out of here. And we're on, it was on public land, and they're helping people that are coming out of jail.
Is this the 30 people that were arrested?
Yeah, we watched it on live. One of our good friends, like, on the bike squad shit, he was standing there with his bike trying to protect the other people.
Yeah.
Dude, they just started.
Yeah.
They grabbed his bike. They fucking threw his bike. Like, Jesus Christ. And started yanking people out of the car. Just aggressive as fuck.
And City of Charlotte's getting sued for that.
As they should.
Yeah.
Because there was no reason for force, and also it was on public property.
And right. I will say this. People that are considered criminals have a stigma. And look, I understand. Like, if you're not doing anything for society, that sucks. You know, but at the same time, it's like, half the laws are bullshit.
Yeah.
And right. if people need help coming out of jail, these people are feeding the homeless right now.
Right.
And you're against it. And that's what just baffles my brain, because if you're really out there to serve and protect and care for the people, you have volunteers. We're spending our money. We're dropping off waters and supplies.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with them. It's not coming out of their budget. We're doing it on our own. And all of a sudden, it's like, my friends are getting the shit beat out of them for helping humanity.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And
I remember seeing the videos of those like flatbed trailers on it was about a week or two ago.
Yeah,
when there was a shitload of dirt bike cops out and stuff, and just like a flatbed trailer of just dudes with fucking police batons, and they're literally doing the.
Yeah.
Why I ought to.
Yeah.
It's somebody fuck with me on this thing right here. All right, I'll get
you. They rented out Charlotte City buses, public transportation buses, full of SWAT team members, and following the protest behind them.
Right.
In a full bus of SWAT gear, militarized. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah. And then there were herd style, fucking.
Kettling.
Kettling, yeah. Like that. That's so crazy to me.
It's good. I remember. Years ago, my buddy Vic, he joined the National Guard. He went to boot camp between his junior and senior year. And one of the first things, he started to get sort of disillusioned with it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that did it was he went for 2 weeks of training where it was all riot training.
Yeah.
And he got a commendation because the 3-man snatch team that he was on performed so well.
3-man snatch. That sounds like a good video on Pornhub.
It's not bad. But it's literally the two guys in front open up the shields and he go, and literally they were training that. And he was going wait, why am I
let's get the basics.
Why
first,
are they why are they teaching us this? And then the militarization of the police has just been insane.
Yeah.
I
mean, I tried to join the Navy because I was already a machinist. I was just going, just go be an
air. That's not bad.
Yeah. And that's my trade. I was just going to go and be a machinist on the aircraft carriers, whatever. Let's get these benefits. I was trying to just.
Yeah.
They can set you up.
You're fucking the system, baby.
Do it, baby.
And I tried, and they didn't take me. I mean, I signed my paperwork swearing the next week, but
Because you little.
I had anxiety and depression on my medical paperwork.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, and they didn't take me, but a lot of my friends didn't want me to go because they were scared they were going to lose the Brian they knew. Even if some of my family members, we're really proud of you for wanting to do this.
I got a lot of homies that came back from Afghanistan that they're fucked.
I mean, what do you expect, man? You're in the hell of war. I mean, you can't come back and just be I'm going to do comedy. You know what I'm saying? Waking up in night terrors screaming. Right.
But people are so bad a fucking eye dude, I saw a homeless dude the other day that he didn't have a sign. All he had was his wallet, and it was flipped open, and it was his ID, and he was a veteran.
Right, his military ID.
Yeah, and he just had that out, the thing.
Well, that's what, people want to put American flag stickers on their bumpers, but they're not reaching into their wallet when it comes down to that.
I mean, that dude is definitely, obviously, people lie about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying, and there are people that are still fucked up that are veterans. There's people, there's shitty people everywhere, but, maybe this dude came back, he had PTSD, he got heavily on drugs, he's trying to escape his own mind.
Right.
And now he's, starving to survive.
Everything's ran out. Yeah. I mean, that's always the case.
It's just fucking sad. I mean, hey, I got all the respect. I mean, I know there's a lot of fucked up shit that happens in wars.
Yeah.
I understand. That's, like, real fucked up. But it's just like, those dudes did it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they did it, and they come home to they have to be a civilian again.
Yeah.
Which, right. which you know.
If fucking their wives cheated on them, they were gone.
Right. I mean, imagine, yeah. you know, that's now. Imagine what fucking Vietnam was like.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, speaking of homeless people, dude, I ran into same, honestly, probably the exact same place. There was a older black woman on the side of the road with a sign, and she had a kind of a bandage wrapped around her head.
Yeah.
But, okay, dried blood, right?
Yeah.
Once it dries,
it sticks.
Well, it's not red anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
This girl was hustling so hard.
Oh, you're saying
she had a bandage and she had some kind of red thing coming out, and my window was down. And I gave her money, but she was like, I was like, I got to see what the hell this is about. So I rolled my window down. She goes, advocate for domestic violence.
Oh my god.
I was like, yo, here's a $5 bill.
Yeah, here you
right
go.
Now.
Oh, my God. Like
that's
the Liberty,
fucking dope, dude.
Like a guy in front of a Liberty Tax or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Dude, I love performance art.
And she kind of gave me a little wink, too.
Oh,
she was
my
like, wink.
God.
Dude, it was so awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, what else you got, Elliot?
I mean, that's pretty much...
That's you.
I had one thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then we kind of... Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Kind of it. What's your Brian? What's your plan when things open back up? What's your pop us with your first joke?
Oh God, I got so many.
No.
All right, no, I got
so many. hit us with the first one.
My next I'm opening with this joke, so I'll just spoil my own joke. But
okay,
my girlfriend is very olive complected, and okay. Yeah, so I'm opening with. My name is Brian Mitchell. A little bit about myself. I have a fine-ass girlfriend. The grocery store next to us is ran by Turkish people. We went in one day, and they said, hey, excuse me, are you Turkish? And I interrupted and said, nah, she's Saudi Arabian. That's my little Saudi Arabian.
That's the opener.
And then followed with, it's funny, when I got with her, my ex asked me, what do you see in that girl? I said, my dick. That's what got the fuck out of my face. Oh, my
God. Touche. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, dude, I'm quarantined with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 months.
A lot of girlfriend
jokes. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's always positive things. Like,
right.
I know every time, because she comes to all my shows, and she just fully supports it. And it's funny, because I know every time she hears, yeah, my girlfriend, she's like, oh
boy.
God, which direction is it going to go? But it's always complimenting.
Yeah.
Like, it's always like a my girlfriend fucking rules joke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like a...
You're like a reverse Romano.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta hit her.
I love my wife.
Yeah.
That's your Romano fucking impression.
I'll tell you what, dude. It's like it's kind of hard, like being comedian when like I've got my life together.
Oh yeah,
like
it's a lot easier when things are going wrong.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those.
Like I haven't had a depressive episode in like probably over a year, but I had one the other day, and we're at the pool, it's sun's out, we're with my friends, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, what if I just didn't fucking exist? You know, like, I don't know what it was, and it hasn't happened in so long, and then I was like, I swear to God, my first thought was, thank God my depression is back. My material is going to be so good. I literally almost posted on Facebook, like, thank God my depression is back, because my material is
back. You just sounded like Pinocchio, like, I'm a real boy!
Yeah.
Yay!
But that's, like, the most depressing part.
Right.
Because, like, I can get on stage and say a bunch of funny shit.
Yeah.
But if I literally get on stage and literally open with, just sat there in silence for, like, 30 seconds, but, like, thought about killing myself last week. People are like,
would pop for that.
Yeah, could you imagine if Artie Lang had his shit together?
Yeah.
He would have never been a thing.
At any point.
At any point. Even the Mad TV days.
It's like now it's like I have to get on like stage and be like, what do I have to complain about? It's like, I didn't have mozzarella sticks today. They were at a Coors Banquet. It's like, it's like, dude, I've had sex twice today. Like, what the fuck am I complaining about? Like... there's nothing to complain. Like,
right.
Besides, like, you know, I kind of feel the world on my shoulders right now because everything going on.
Right.
And I'm trying to, you know, not let it affect me mentally so much. But it's just like now it's like I'm not a fucking Christian comic. Like, I don't want to be up here a hunky fucking dory.
You've got all the time in the world to sit and write all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's been my biggest, I will say, as someone who's striving to be, you know, a successful comedian, which I don't give a fuck if people think it's kooky. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with comedy since I watched a Bruce bit at 10 years old, and it was game over. I wanted to do that. And, that was my hardest thing. We would be sitting in the apartment, and I was like, babe, there's nothing to fucking write about.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's all off observation based. Like,
it really is.
You know, like, I would even, before my sets, I'd just go sit at Common Market, which is a bar out here in Charlotte. It's like a common ground. Everybody comes there. I used to bartend there and shit. And, like, I would just grab a beer. I'd write out my set for the night.
And just observe.
And, yeah, you know, and, like, I would already have pre-written material.
Yeah.
But if I was there, like, one time, I can't remember if I told this story the last time I was on here, but I was bartending. There was a first date happening.
No.
Oh.
And I am the king of eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Because it makes my life go wonderful. And right. This girl spent the entire 2 hours they were there telling this dude she's on a date with how good of a dungeon master her ex was in D&D.
Oh, my God.
Boy. For 2 hours, like, yeah, he was the best dungeon master. Wow. I was
my God.
Like, she sounded aroused. Like,
right. Well, a good DM will do that.
Good what?
A good DM, dungeon master.
Oh, I thought you meant like a...
I was, there's a, I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons.
No,
and
at all. I absolutely know nothing about it.
And if you like it, I'm sorry if this offends you, because I have no idea what I'm talking about, but there's a, I don't know if it's a character or a move you can do, but...
Ask Elliot.
There's a thing called a Skeletor Rider.
I've never heard, it might be a,
I don't know,
the context?
Okay, the context is, I'm tripping on mushrooms at the same place I was talking about, Common Market. My friends are playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm like, what the fuck is this about? I'm looking through things, and I start laughing at myself, and they're like, what's so funny? I said, dude, I saw my character in D&D, and they're like, what? It's like, Helter Skeletor Rider, because I'm like tripping on mushrooms, and of course, I'm going to think about some weird Helter Skeletor shit, like, but they're like, what's so funny? And I'm by myself, like, losing my mind. People always give a shit for that, like, you and your girlfriend go to the bars, like, tripping? I'm like, what? This is fun as shit, dude. Yeah. Like, we know the bartenders. They're looking at us, and we can't breathe. We're laughing so hard.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even look them in the eyes,
honest. Yeah. Yeah, where we go, we, like, honestly, if you stay in the same neighborhood for 10 fucking years, and you go to the same bars, you don't have to ask for your drinks anymore. Like, you walk in... Yeah, there's a Coors Banquet waiting on us.
It doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah, like, do you want a margarita now or do you want a beer? I'm like,
is it 5 o'clock?
Yeah. I don't know. Time's a construct at that point.
Right,
But I don't know. Honestly, though, going back, when things open back up, I'm seriously going to try to hit the ground running. I never finished my machining degree. I was going to go do that. And I was like, I even told my lady, I was like, dude, I don't want to be at class when there's an opportunity to be doing what I want.
Right.
You know, and I'm literally just going to, I'm going to try to start fucking traveling and, like, and hitting everywhere. Yeah. I got some homies in Brooklyn that do comedy. I want to see how other cities take.
Yeah, but that's the thing about, like,
and I'm going to hit the ground fucking running.
Yeah. Book weekends, man.
Yeah.
I feel like getting into comedy is kind of the same as, like, getting into wrestling. Like, you have to have a day job.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
and the weekends are where you go, and you travel all fucking weekend, and you wrestle twice.
And it helps. Know. I mean, I got a girlfriend that's down. She wants to go travel, so she's like, yeah, but let's go fucking hop in a car. Let's go to Brooklyn. Let's have you do some stand-up. Like, and which it makes my life a lot easier, because she's like, I want to travel too.
Yeah.
So,
let's go sit in a shitty room
in
Brooklyn for the night.
Yeah, and I'm going to just try to start saving money. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to buy right now. But,
yeah, me too, man. I found a bunch of knives on Amazon last night.
But
about,
like,
one, that's it.
I kind of think the best thing for me to do right now, because, I do usually have good sets. I mean, I'm not trying to suck my own dick or nothing, but, yeah, even when it doesn't go well, like, I never let it eat me alive anymore or nothing. So I think the best thing for me to do right now, try to put aside some money, and I've thought about doing this for like a year or so, but it's like, do an open mic tour. Just fucking go from a city to city hit open mics until, like, because I've had opportunities, like, people have asked me after sets, like, hey, we're doing a web series, we'd really love to have you and stuff.
Right.
But see, I don't, that's not what I want. This is what I want. Right, I want to do stand up. Right. I don't want to be an actor. I don't give two shits.
Live audience.
Yeah.
I thought you were high-fiving me. Nah,
I wasn't high-fiving. I was just doing that.
Liked it so much, I high-fived you. But yeah.
Will you grab the hand sanitizer that's sitting over there since you touched me?
Where's that? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, it's over there. It's the Glad.
I couldn't hear you.
Or Glade.
I couldn't hear you over your mask.
Yeah, right?
That's why.
Oh, man. I was chewing a toothpick today under my mask.
Well, you're just going to choke to death.
Well, no. I was like, I'm chewing a toothpick. Nobody knows it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It breaks my heart because I love smiling at strangers.
Oh, yeah.
I love smiling at strangers. Like, that's how people see who you are. But, like I said, I'm not going to be an asshole about it. I'll put on my fucking mask and go about it. But, like, dude, I really miss, like, smiling at straight and, like, talking to people.
Honestly, you can't even do the...
The white person smirk.
You can't even, like...
The tight-lipped smirk.
Dude, I do it still. Yeah,
I can't stop myself. I'm even being aware of it.
I do it to other white people.
Like, yeah, mostly. That's what...
Yeah, we're speaking the same language. They know what we're doing. Also, if you're an older black woman... And you've ever called me honey or sweetie or baby, just know you are my grandmother now.
Oh, right. Yes. You're doing something fantastic.
I'm actually constructing a joke I've been working on for a while because I always joke about not liking white women, which is a hard thing to say when your white girlfriend's in the crowd. But it's like it's this big joke. And I've been constructing a joke about comparing... my Reggie weed dealer's weed to me at 17 to people that I talked to about my girlfriend. I was like, they would give you a little tiny bag of weed, of Reggie weed, and they're like, but it break down nice. I'm like, I want to start doing that about my girlfriend. Like, yeah, she's white, but she tan good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's something I've always joked about on stage. Because I worshipped, like, Drumline growing up. My first sex scene was Love and Basketball.
Oh, boy.
Like...
My first actual crush was Tatiana Ali. Ashley from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Gray White Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Gray White Buffalo.
Yeah, I...
Still, to this day, she's the finest person I've ever seen. And Aaliyah. Aaliyah is fucking hot.
Is that a real jewel? I thought they quit making...
Nah, jewels are things.
Still?
Oh, yeah. You can buy a jewel.
Chilled. Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. They're cool, man. Shout out to Jewel for our sponsor.
Yeah. Let's shout out Camel for sponsoring me for 11 years.
What's up, Paul Mall? Yeah, I appreciate you, Paul Mall.
Yeah. I mean, they're both RJ. No, never mind. That's Philip Morris. It's RJ Reynolds.
Fuck all of them. I also want to shout out Pink Lighters.
Pink Lighters. Pink Gang, baby.
Pink Gang, baby.
Thanks, Pink Lighters.
I think we've went way too far on this.
I used to always get... I would get pink lighters because people were too homophobic to steal them.
That's
amazing.
Also, white lighters, too. White lighters. People are weird about that.
It's white.
It's after the day of the gear. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's bad luck, man.
You're smoking crack with a white lighter. What else do you want right now? Like, I think we're a little too far. I think you shouldn't be worried about the fucking color of your lighter.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, boy.
No offense to anybody that smokes crack out here.
Right.
We're going to lose a lot of listeners now.
Yeah, we're going to lose all six of them.
Yeah, we're going to lose all the crack. Well, all Brian, the crack smokers.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, dude. I fucking love this shit.
That was fun. I can't wait to... We're going to do... me and Elliot are going to do stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
At the same time you do... On one of the same days you do stand-up.
Yeah, dude. It's like fucking having your homies with you.
We're going to do it.
Dude, yeah. Comedy is so... When you start fucking meeting... It makes things 1,000 times easier.
Right. We're going to do it. That's our plan. We'd love to do like a live bad seat thing.
Cool. Yeah. I would love that.
If you've liked what you listened to today at all, go subscribe on Spotify, Apple Tunes, all that shit.
Napster.
Give us a good rating. Fuck Lars. Go follow us on the IG at the @ Bad Seed Podcast. If you haven't already, Elliot, what do you have to add to any of that shit?
Just if you like the show, tell somebody about it. Don't be shy.
Don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, your words, not mine.
Yeah. What you got to say, B. Ryan?
I loved a lot of you.
I loved a lot of you?
Yeah, I loved a lot. Not all of you, but most of you.
That makes you sound like you got a disease or something.
Well, and then, and yeah, I fucking, if you like comedy, come see me in Charlotte. Yes. I'm going to be trying to fucking, as soon as everything starts opening up, it's game on.
Yeah,
and, and support, yeah. Support Bad Seed Podcast. He's the best dudes out.
There you go. Pink Gang.
Pink Gang, baby.
Pink Gang.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace out.